It's Parshas Vayera. Okay. So we start. Vayera Elav Adonai. And God appeared to him, to Avram. Belone Mamre, in the plains of Mamre. Vuhu Yoshev Petach Ha'oel. And he's sitting at the opening of his tent, Kachom Hayom, in the heat of day. Rashi on this. One is that he appeared to Avram. Avram got this prophecy, so to speak, in the plains of Mamre, because Mamre was a person who gave him the advice in the Mila. So somehow, this prophecy, which is associated with Kodesh Baruch Hu, came to him on the third day of his Bris Mila to Mevake Chola, to see how Avraham was doing, and that everything was good by him, right? Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have to come to see Avram to know. He knows what's happening with Avram. So that it was for Avram, not for, right, to show that he cared. So you see that the concept of Bikul Cholim is to show that you care. But really, Bikul Cholim is to see that the person who's ill is getting all that he needs to give him a proper refuah. Okay. So it seems, the question is, that you see that Avram Avinu, Kodesh Baruch Hu appeared to him, he came closer, right? So obviously there's times and there's places that we can be closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. At the base of Migdash we're closest in terms of place. Shabbos, Chagim, Yom Kippur, we're closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? So there are times and there are places we should be carried closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, what does that mean? That's only klapeinu, that's only with regards to us. Only klapeinu. A Kodesh Baruch Hu klapei atzma doesn't change. You can't say the shinui with regards to Kodesh Baruch Hu with relevant to himself. It's only relevant to us. As a creation, the creation, you can see different places in creation. Places which are places of kirva, closeness, and places of richuk. Or times of kirva and times of richuk. But really, klapei Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no change. We can't speak of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's only in relationship to us. Right? And there's no like, oh, if Kodesh Baruch Hu is close to me, he can't be close to you. Or this is how can Kodesh Baruch Hu be everywhere and close here and close there, right? And even sometimes in places which are the places are the deepest and worst places that you'd think about that you wouldn't expect the Kodesh Baruch Hu to be, right? You'll find him sometimes in the deepest of the lows. It's not a steerer. Sometimes when you're really down and you're really feeling alone, or chas v'shalom, a person did an aveira, he finds the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because the tshuva is to find the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sometimes the aveira, if it's aveira, tshuva me'ava, turns into a mitzvah, turns into a kesha, turns into bringing a kesha. So even in an aveira, in theory, says the Rambam, you can find the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You with me? So there's no such thing. Kodesh Baruch Hu is there everywhere. Klapehim is equally everywhere. Klapeinu, there's places which are easier to access. He's like Nista from Utana. Like you say this world is Olam. The world's called Olam. It's Ne'elam. It's hidden. Kodesh Baruch Hu's there. You just have to find him there. You with me? You understand what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Somehow we see that this Nevuah was associated with Mamre. Because of the eights of the Mila. Now let me explain why. The eights of the Mila made Avram into a complete human being. He became Ramach Evarim. Avram Gematre Ramach. He kept all the positive commands. He became Shalem. And that Shlemus, which the Mila entitled him to, gave him the ability to have a complete Nevuah with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Before, it was hidden. It wasn't in day. It was like, you know, he was asleep when he had the Nevuah. Like in Brisbane of Atari. Now that he had the Mila, he was awake when he had that Nevuah. It's a much higher level Nevuah. And since Mamre gave him the eighth of the Mila, so it was fitting that that Nevuah would come where in the plains of Mamre, who because of that eighth to do the Mila, right, allowed Avram to complete himself. You with me? And that's also the reason why that Yitzchak comes about when Avram is in Avram. Yishmael came around when Avram was Avram. He was a b'chisaron, he was in lack. There was a lacking in him. He's sitting by the opening of his tent in the heat of day. Right? That's Chazal say the third day of Mila, Kodesh Baruch Hu came to him, right? To Levakeh Techole. The third day of Mila is like the hardest day, the most painful day. So, like, why is he standing at the opening of his tent? And why it's so hot today? What's special about today? I mean, Kodesh Baruch Hu, why he made it hot? So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Rashi says, he didn't want to be matriachim with Orchim, because Orchim used to come every day to Avraham, like guests used to come every day, and he used to bring them tachat Ashchina. And here, Avraham, right, is in pain, but his physical pain is less than his spiritual pain, that he can't bring people tachat Ashchina. He can't have Orchim. So what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu do? He brings three malachim. One to Mirapet Avram, to heal Avram. One to destroy Sodom Vamora. And one to take out Lot. Hello? You want to bring Orchim, right? Like, you're the one who made it very hot so Orchim wouldn't come, so visitors wouldn't come. Just stop it from being hot. Like, why make a nes of three malachim? And why go through it? Look how much Chumash goes in what they brought the Orchim. Like, I have to know, every meal that Avram has to give to his Orchim, I have to know what he gave them. He gave them water, then he gave them bread, then he gave them meat. Ishmael brought the meat. Like, what do I need to know that? Chazal tells a very important thing. This is Torah. We have Nevi'im. There's thousands of Nevi'im were in Klal Yisrael. Thousands of Nevi'im. We don't have any books from them. We don't have prophecies from them. We only have Kav Dalet Sfarim, 24 Sfarim, right? So what happened to all these thousands of Nevi'im? Well, they didn't write down things. They wrote down. Why don't we have them? So it says, Nevuah, prophecies that have relevance, latid lavo, for the future, we write down. What don't have for the future, we don't write down. So I really need to know that these malachim who don't eat, and they pretended they eat, they had water, he gave them, why wouldn't you give them water? Right, water, he gave them bread, and then he gave them meat. What do I need to know this? What's the Nevuah L'Doros? Chazal say a very important thing here. There's a midrash here that says, in the schus of these things which he gave to the Malachim, the merit he gave these things to the Malachim, Klal Yisrael, for the water that Avram gave, they got the Be'er. They got the Be'er Shel Miriam, the water that came from in the Midbar. The bread that they gave, they got the man in the Midbar. The meat, they got the of Ishmael that Avram told him to give, they got the slav. They got the birds, the slav, the special birds when they didn't want to eat any more than man. So in Parshas, they got the slav, these birds. I don't even call them in English. Terror must make sense. It's the rule. Terror, it's not, if it doesn't make sense, it's not terror. Right? Sense doesn't mean logical sense. Doesn't mean one plus one is two. Doesn't mean that. It means it's mistaber. That means now that I've told it to you, you can understand that it's very, very plausible and makes simply sense.
What does that mean?
So the Rambam he writes in Yisodei Satera that what is emuna in Hashem? Emuna is ledat et Hashem. That means you have more emuna the more you understand the world. Not the less you understand. Blind belief is less emunah. If I understand and it makes sense to me how the world happens to be and how we interact with the world and how God interacts with the world and I understand that in details, I have more emunah. That's why Kabbalah, right? What's Kabbalah? Kabbalah is basically understanding how Kodesh Baruch Hu interacts with the world. That's Maisa Bereishis or Maisa Merkava. That gives you a higher level of emunah. You don't learn it to be a smart guy. You learn it to have a keshe with your creator. You're learning Torah to make sense of the world. The more the world makes sense to you, the closer you are. Nauvoo wasn't something, you know, someone just sat around and, you know, like, played his harp and became a nobi. No. Nauvoo was a person who became a chacham. And then you went in dargas of sidkut, in dargas of understanding, until you got the highest of dargas, Ruach HaKodesh, and then you got to Nauvoo. These were dargas, these things you worked on. Didn't just happen on you. You understand what I'm saying? What happened here with Avraham? Avraham worked on himself. The extra hay that he got from the Bris Mila, he removed from himself levels of taivas, desires. That's what Mila does, as the Rambam, as one of the tamim of Bris Mila. It removes from us our connection to the physical world. You become more spiritual, you become more shalem. Now, let's go back and explain what's happening. Why these angels? These are messages for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kiviyachol, Avram Avinu gave a tova to a malach. He did something for a malach. These matanas, right, the Kodesh Baruch Hu came to the Jewish people, came through a malach. So it's kiviyachol, just as Kodesh Baruch Avram Avinu did a tova to a malach, from a malach he got this tova back, Jewish people got a tova back. You understand? So, he gave water, he got water back. He gave bread, he got bread back. Yishmael, if you actually think about it, the slav was not a good thing. Klal Yisrael died because of the slav. They asked for the slav instead of the man. And the slav was given to them, and it caused the death of Klal Yisrael. Yeah, it's possible, yeah. Caused a death. It was called Kivrot HaTaiva, the burying of their desires, the physicality. Now, if you understand, that was given by Yishmael. Says the Gemara that 10 measures of desire comes into the world. 9 of them took Aravia, that's Yishmael. 9 of them took the Arab world, or the Arab nation, that's Yishmael. Yishmael is known to be Balei Taiva. So him giving the basa, that's the concept of taivas were given. And it was a tikkun. Kivras HaTaiva was a tikkun of the taivas of Klal Yisrael. It was a fixing of the taivas of Klal Yisrael. But it wasn't a good thing for Klal Yisrael. When Chazal, the Ramban says, Maisa Ava Simen Abonim. It means what the others do, like we explained when Avram went to Mitzrayim, is Simon Labonim, the signs there which are merames to what happens to Klal Yisrael later on. All of this, we're going to learn now a rule of Shalom Bayis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What rule are we going to learn? It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vavram v'sar zekenim bayim biyamim, v'chadal liot sar orach k'nashim. Avram and Sarah are old. Sarah doesn't have any more the ways of women. V'titzchak Sarah b'kirba. Sarah laughed. Lemo, achare beloti, right? After, you know, my age, I'm an old woman. Haitali Edna. I'm gonna be like a young woman again. V'adonizaken. And Avram's an old man. You're gonna have a Yitzchak. She laughed. Right? Did Avram know about this? No. So what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu do? V'yomer Hashem el Avram, lama ze sachaka Sarah? You know what Sarah did? She laughed. Lemo, ha'af umnam eled vanizakanti. Will I give birth and I'm an old woman? So Rashi says, one second here. That wasn't what Sarah said. Sarah said she's an old woman. Truth. Our Kodesh Baruch Hu told the truth. She says an old woman. But she also said Avram's an old man. She said Avram's an old man. Right? So, hello? And why did he do that? Shalom bias. So Avram wouldn't think that Sarah said badly about him or thought badly about him. Don't tell Avram anything. That's a better shalom bias, right?
That's my question.
Right. That's a better shalom bias.
Why
say anything? What's a shalom bias you're learning from Kodesh Baruch Hu? Go tell the husband what your wife thinks of him. And by the way, you learn a very important thing here as well, which is shalom bias. Very posh. You don't tell your averus to your wife.
I'm trying.
You don't tell your avodah to wife. You don't say, you know, like, boys come to you and say, Rabbi, you know, you're going on a shidduch. I'm going to tell everything. I want her to know everything about me. No. No, you don't have to tell her everything about you. It's even better you don't tell everything about you. Yeah, of course you shouldn't tell her. Okay. Vorlich told me, your wife has to think you have the best midas. You don't really have to have the best midas. But let her think that you're the best midas. You're the biggest tzaddik. Now say you went and you were learning in yeshiva and you didn't learn that day. You come home and say, you know, I had a hard day, didn't learn. She's schwitzing at home with all the kids. You went to yeshiva, or you went to kolel, or you went to night seder. You went to night seder, right? You know, you became, you're working, you're going night seder to learn. And you went to night seder, and what you did, you schmoozed with your friend the whole night seder about politics. Then you come home, you ask your wife, says, how was your learning? You say, yeah, it was great. It was great. No, you come home, you say, no, I didn't learn. I was just schmoozing with my friend politics. She'll love that. Then she'll, no, the next time you want to go and learn, right? Right? And she's like, has to do, deal with the kids and do the washing. Says, instead of schmoozing your friend, come and help me at home. That's stupid.
Your eyes are low.
So now the reason is very simple. Sarah Imenu was going to produce a Yitzchak. Yitzchak was going to be Midas Adin. He was going to be an Ola Tamima. If there was a chisaron, if there was a lack in Sarah's emuna, Yitzchak wouldn't come out the Ola Tamima. So Kodesh Baruch Hu had to tell Avram to rebuke Sarah. But he had to say it in a way that was mechubed to Avram. And there was, so he didn't tell him that Sarah laughed that he's old. That's the reason. So you're learning from this very important thing. Shalom bayis doesn't mean you don't mention to your wife something that happened. Say, you don't want internet at home. You don't, because the kids or open internet, whatever it is, whatever the shayla is. And it's something which you hold and your rabbis hold is bad. And it's bad for you, it's bad for the kids. You don't want it at home. You're allowed to rebuke your wife. But there's rules. You should have to ask the rules. Mutav shi shogim, but if it's with your children, it's going to affect your children. That's something different. You have to tell. It has to be discussion. You with me?
What was the exact reason?
There was a promise of Yitzchak, and we see that Sarah, Sachaka Sarah. And we always see that the child, right, is born based on the feelings of the mother. If you look in with Leah, and all the names that were given, how she was feeling at the time was the name of the child. At the feeling, the time of conception decides on the tchunas of the child. The Ramban says this. So, what is Yitzchak? Yitzchak is Midas Adin. If you're Midas Adin, what's the only avoda? Everything in this world is to sublimate it completely to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're only living for Olam Haba. You're only living to bring everything here with you, every moment here with you, to Olam Haba. So living in this world is a schok, is a joke. It doesn't make sense. To eat, to sleep, to do anything menial, it's a schok. It's a joke. That's what Midas Adin means. You can only live with Midas Adin as schok. And that's why you're fine. Jokers, you know, people who make these jokes, they're actually very much Midas Adin. Because they take, what a joke is, you take something serious to a very fine point. Like you extenuate it till it makes no sense. But you're doing it to the extent that it makes no sense and you laugh. You're showing the fallacy in it. You're showing your bikoret. Really, a joke is a very, very big bikoret. Like, you know, we will speak about, you know, the American dream. What's the American dream? You eat a lot of pizza, you eat a lot of beef burgers, and, you know, you become fat, and you sit down with your iPhone, like, 24-7, and you don't eat, you know what? You don't even have to, in Bezrat Hashem, in the future, you only have to get up from the TV. You have a drone bringing you a cup of chips, or your milkshake, right? Exactly like Wally, the film Wally. You're sitting there, you know. That's exactly it. That's what it's about. That's the American dream. And then the whole point of that film was to tell you, hard work and relationships, that's what's real, not what they're selling you. That's what the film is about. That's what it's about. It's really revolving. It's a drushin revol. It's a thing in revolving. It's the same thing. That's what simcha is. But I'm not. It was actually very deep. I don't know if everyone got it, but it was very deep. If Sarah lacked emunah, there would be chisaron in Sarah. And since the child comes from the mother, it affects the child. If the pregnancy or the conception of a woman has an effect on the child. If a woman is sad in conception or in pregnancy, the child will be sad. It will affect the child. So whatever the woman's feeling, if Yitzchak was going to be an Ola Tmima, he's going to have a tremendous emunah, tremendous connection with his creator. If there's a lack in the emunah of Sarah, it's going to affect Yitzchak. Now, after Avraham is promised to have a Yitzchak, now Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I can't hide from Avraham what's going to be in Sodom. Yeah? So now, Avraham, Sodom is not just Anashim Ra'im V'chatayim Ma'od. Sodom is the anti-Avraham. We see Lot's daughter, and that's what brought on the destruction of Sodom. Lot's daughter gave Pito La'ani. She gave bread to Anani. She was caught, and they tried her, and death sentence. What was the death sentence? Rashi brings this. That they smeared her with honey, and the bees came and they took the honey from her, and as they took the honey from her, they pricked her, and she died a slow death. She was pricked to death. That was the death that Rashi brings on the daughter of Lot. Why such a death? Why is this the way they kill? Why Chumash needs to tell us this? Why Rashi, the Midrash, should tell us this? It's to tell you the Hashkafa. If you give a little bread to Anani, a little another bread to Anani, you give tzedakah, you help people, you're going to die. That was the Hashkafa of Sodom. The Hashkafa of Avraham is Hashkafa that giving gives life. The more you give of yourself, the more you're giving life. And we spoke about that when we spoke about Parshas Noach. That's the concept. That's it. Now, Sodom represent this. Avraham Avinu is davening for Sodom. It makes zero sense. How does it make sense? They represent the opposite. Now I'm going to explain. The Mekor for Chesed is what? Is Ayin Tov. Seeing the good. Seeing the good in something. The bigger your Ayin Tov, the bigger the chesed you're going to do. Because you're going to recognize the good in another person and you're mitchased with them. The Ayin Tov of Avraham was so big that even in the Ra of Sodom, he tried to find their good. That was the level of the Ayin Tov of Avraham Avinu. And that's why it does make sense. It does make sense. Because nothing did Avraham feel. There wasn't any person or anyone that he couldn't see the Tov in it. And that's a very important thing. If in every single person you can find the Tov, you will always be able to be with chesed with them. You will always be able to do good with them. That's the shorish of the meeting. Even a Rasha. There's no such thing really as a Rasha. Chazal say, what does a Rasha mean? A Rasha means, when we talk about Ra, we talk about Ra in terms of a klipa, a shell. Everyone has a neshama. The neshama is kulo tov. Some people's shells are very thick. You don't see it, because you don't have the eyes to see his goodness. And you know, there's been many stories of very big rabbis that they meet this Rasha. They meet a person who everyone thought was a horrible person. And how, to them, that he behaves properly. Because they treat him well. They see his good. Now, I'm not talking about Amalek or Yimach Shemo or Hitler, stuff like that. I'm talking about people who, they're the anti, you know, the anti-Klal Yisrael. Amalek's anti-Klal Yisrael. But mitzvah limchot et Amalek. To kill Amalek. Rambam says you can do tshuva, you can become a ger. Okay, but bikaron, you have a mitzvah there, anti-Klal Yisrael. In Saddam, what happens? We see Lot, it's in Saddam. We see Lot brings these malachim to his town. The whole town goes crazy. They come to the doors of Saddam, right? They start bashing on the doors.
Yeah.
The malachim give them Ivaron. They make them blind. And then Lot says a really weird thing. He says, yeah, he says, hello. What's it called? Don't take the Orchim. You want to have, because they're asking for the Orchim to do a Maisa Saddam with the Orchim. You understand what I'm saying? Now, hello, what's the Hashkafa? What's their thinking? You can't take from us without us taking from you. You benefited from our town. We want to benefit from you as well. Why Maisa Saddam? Why is it called this Maisa Saddam? And why is the first time Chumash mentions this Maisa explicitly, it's here. It's teaching you something about this Maisa. This Maisa incurs when you're completely taking. When you have a society which is a taking society, you have this Maisa, it's Maisa Saddam. Because when you marry a woman, you're marrying someone different from you. You're marrying someone that you have to learn to give to someone very different. You have to get into her headspace. Believe me, it's very hard. It's very hard. They're very different from you women. It's not like they, you know, the lefties say that women and men are the same. It's stupid. Right? Chazal say women are like a different arm, a different nation. Okay, so you have books today. Men are for women, or Venus or Mars, I don't know. But that's what they mean, right? It's clear that's the situation. When you give or you relate to someone different from you, and you can relate, you have to go outside of self and into them and think what they need. You would buy flowers for any of you guys buy flowers to your friends, like, you know, you go to your boy's house, you buy him a bunch of flowers. You think you're crazy. You think you're from California, right? You think you're really crazy. Family, though, that's because it's for the woman, not for... If you go to your father's, but you would never buy. Right, okay. You buy her maybe chocolate or... okay, for his wife, yeah, but not for him. Why flowers? Why women like flowers? It makes absolutely zero sense. You spend like, I don't know how many dollars in America, like $10, say. And how long they last? How $30. How long it lasts for? Well, a day, 2 days. How long? Right? You throw it in the trash can, right? We buy plastic flowers, right? You only need to buy them once every 6 months, right? That's what we would do. No, they don't want plastic flowers. You buy your wife plastic flowers, you're like, you might as well already put it in the trash can, right? Why do they want something like that? They
want out of their way.
Something beautiful that you show that you care for them, right? They know you don't buying. You know, if you buy chocolates and at the Shabbos meal you eat them as well. So she bought it for himself as well. But if you buy flowers, you bought it for her. The ring, this diamond ring. Believe me, I can't tell the difference between one of these Swarovski ones or a real diamond one. I doubt if she can either. But she wants to know it's a diamond ring that you spend a lot of money on something which is completely useless. Right? Because it means you care for her. You bought her something that you wouldn't buy. That's it. It's as simple as that. Think about the wedding. How much... Hundreds of thousands of dollars on one day. Would any man do that?
No way.
No. Right. So what does it mean? You care for her. She has this, she gets this white thing, garment that she wears, costs tons of money. This shaitel costs tons of money. Right. She has a colour chair which costs tons of money. You invite people you hardly even know. Right. And you're giving them like a three-course meal that also costs tons of money. And it makes zero sense. Zero sense. And for her, it's the most important day. And every time she looks at his wedding pictures, he loves me. Every time she looks at his ring, she loves me. It's worth it. Believe me, it's worth it for that. Right? And then you buy a fridge. And it has to be the same color as, I don't know, the teapot. I don't know what it has to be, right? That's what happens. You understand what I'm saying? So that's called giving. Giving means to come outside yourself. If you marry someone who's similar to you, that's called taking. You're not coming out of yourself. You're just getting yourself or fun with yourself. You understand what I'm saying? That's why this ma'aseh is a ma'aseh sdom. It's a ma'aseh of taking. And it incurs, says the Ramban, in promiscuous societies. Because promiscuous societies are societies of taking. The hedonist societies. Always hedonist societies when into tivas becomes promiscuous, which is ma'aseh, which increases these ma'aseh. What happened with Lot? Lot is this midas chesed. So, mitzad the chesed of Lot, he's saying, don't use my orchim, don't do this to my orchim. They came to my house, I have to protect them. But you know what? Take my daughters. What is it, meshugana?
Yeah. Yeah.
Avraham Avinu would never have done that. Right? So what happened here? What's when you learn something, and this is what we were speaking today, when you learn something, and it was very choshu, what he learned in the house of Avram, the importance of Orchim. So he learned that. But he learned the wrong hashkafa. He saw Avram, how Avram treated the Orchim, how he went out of his way, how he was in pain, and yet he wanted Orchim. So learned in the house of Avram, this midah of chesed, the actions of chesed. But he didn't learn the depth of the idea. So these people came tachat tzel korati, came in my home. How can I let them do that? So take my daughters. Take my daughters. And that ma'aseh, says Chazal, was why something happened with Lot and his daughters.
I guess a tikkun?
It's not a tikkun. It was that aveira that he said that, it showed him, shows, Chazal says, it shows where his head is. So anyway, now Lot, we're going to see, when they got out of Sodom, and then Sodom was, his wife was killed, his son-in-laws were killed, and they thought the whole world was destroyed. And their machshava of the daughters was, Chazal say, was a praiseworthy machshava. They wanted the kiyum of the world, they wanted to bring the world wouldn't be destroyed. Their machshava, according to Chazal, was a proper machshava. They wanted the world to be established and there wouldn't be destruction. So they made their father drink and they did what they did and they became pregnant. That's what Chazal say. Chazal tell us that from that conception of Moav comes Mashiach. That is weird. That is weird. Isn't that weird? Ruth HaMoaviyah came from this action, says Chazal. It can be made sense of. Why? What's the concept of Mashiach? Kiyum of the world. Their kavana was kiyum of the world. It was wrong. It was wrong. Their kavana was kiyum of the world. The ma'aseh of Lot was a wrong. That was wrong. His drinking, what he did, was wrong. So mitzad the male part, it was wrong. Mitzad the female part, there was machshava, which was a proper machshava of kiyum of the world. So the Mashiach who's going to cause the world to come to its final kiyum, its proper tachlis, came from the female aspect of Moav, not the male. The males can't come to Klal Yisrael, they can't be midgaya. But the females, you can accept them, because the machshava of the females was the right machshava. You understand? So that Avram separates from Lot after hearing what he did with his daughters. And then there's this whole story of Avimelech. What we have with Paro, a similar thing happened with Avimelech. We took Sarah. And then Chazal tells us, why do you say that she's your sister and not your wife? Because he didn't say Yirat Shamayim in this place. There's no fear of heaven here. So he was frightened of his life. Right? And then Yitzchak's born, and as soon as he's born, right, the bris milah of Yitzchak, and now we see the interplay and the fight between Yishmael and Yitzchak. And then Yishmael says, I got a bris milah when I was 13. You got a bris milah when you were a little child. You didn't feel it. I felt it, right? So Yitzchak says, if Kodesh Baruch Hu told me to give myself up, to shecht myself for Kodesh Baruch Hu, I would do it. And now the Malach, the Satan, says, and now you have the Akedah. Well, Yitzhak is makriv himself as a korban. And Avraham, the Midas HaChesed, who's fighting all of Avodah Zarah, is now going to do exactly the same, because Kodesh Baruch Hu is commanding him to do what he fought about. Molech, kill your son for Avodah Zarah. Now, what's the difference? He's going to kill himself for Kodesh Baruch Hu. He fought Avodah Zarah. He was promised he's going to have a son that's going to his generation afterwards. That's what Chazal praised him for, that he teaches his children Derech Hashem, the ways of a God. All of a sudden, he's not going to have anyone to be Mamshich. All the Torah he taught Yitzchak ended. It's a completely anti-Avram here. It's completely going against his whole Hashkafa. And then in the end, what we told? No, don't do it. And then he wants to. Chazal says he wants to. And he stops. That's what Aretz Yisrael spoke about in detail today. But the concept is the Akedah, one of the Nisyonis of Avram, right? Remember, people can kill their children. There are people who kill their children. They get like, you know, like Rabbi Truth is saying today, the Christian concept that you kill your child for Kodesh Baruch Hu. He did a bad thing, I kill him. There are nations like that. I don't want to say who they are. He didn't do honor to our family, we kill them. Or the daughter didn't do covet for our family, she married some infidel, kill her. And they feel they're doing a mitzvah. They're killing the child for the sake of Hashem. That's what they do. That's not Judaism. That's not Judaism. There's not this fervor of without sechel I'm doing something. That's a ra. Ra is when you don't use your sechel. It can't be the Kodesh Baruch Hu is commanding. It can't be. Avram did it because he thought, but there was a limit. The Malach came and said no. And the way Rabbi Truitz explained it today is that that's what it means. It was a steerer. See, Rashi brings a steerer. You told me to kill, and yet you told me Yitzchak's going to be called my Zera. So he said, I didn't tell you to kill. I said, you bring him up as an Ola. But I never told you to kill. Kill, and then Avram killed the ram. And from that we have the shofar. And that's what Rabbi Truitz explained. That's the concept of tefillah. The concept of tefillah, which he says, is shofar, the concept of the kol apnimi, the concept of tefillah, the concept of korban. Right? And you have to understand what the akedah is. We're supposed to give our lives for Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're supposed to give all of our lives for Kodesh Baruch Hu, every moment of our lives to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But giving our lives to Kodesh Baruch Hu is not a sacrifice. It's the highest thing a human being can do. It's the best thing a human being can do. It's the most sensible thing that a human being can do, to elevate himself to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what a real korban is. A korban is to elevate a physical object to service of God. It's not sacrifice that you nullify and kill yourself for Kodesh Baruch Hu. No. It's an elevation of self to God. And that's what Judaism, that's what the Akedah is. The quest of the Korban, and that's what Yitzchak Avinu became. He elevated himself by the willingness to give himself to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He elevated himself to Kodesh Baruch Hu that he lost Pachom Imenu, his Yetzara. He became so elevated. But it wasn't an elevation that he killed himself, it was an elevation of self. You understand? And Avraham Avinu also elevated himself. He was metakin his midas hachesed with a bit of midas adin, but not further, not kanaut. How you say kanaut? Not zealousness. Zealousness without thinking is not proper zealousness. It's not avodas Hashem. To kill people in the name of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's not religion. That's not right. That's avera. That's ra. Even Sodom Avraham Avinu didn't want to kill. We're Jewish people. That doesn't mean if you have someone who's coming to kill you, you don't defend yourself. Or you don't hashkem v'hol go. That's something different. You have to be practical. But we don't want to kill them. You know, even Golda Meir says, she said, I can forgive the Arabs of the world for killing, you know, that. I don't know if we can forgive them. But I can't forgive them for making our boys soldiers and killers. That's going against the grain of the Jewish people. We're not that. We're not Hayadayim Yedei Esav. We're not the powerful jets, tanks, Kochi Votzeb Yadi. Our koach is benefesh. Our koach is beruach. Our koach is what we give to the world, the knowledge of God. That's our koach. Our kol kol Yaakov, the inner kol, of sublimating everything that is physical and bringing it to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We get married. Rabbis, priests, whatever you want to call them, marry. You're not allowed not to get married. We have children. You're sublimating the physical. You're elevating to Kadosh Baruch Hu. For us, relations with a wife is not something base. It's the highest level of connection. The Kruvim, says the Ramban, don't tell the simple people. The Kruvim were a boy and a girl who were connected like a husband and wife. And that shows the connection of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to the Jewish people. It's not a base action. It's a very high action. The world made it into a base action. It's cats and dogs. It isn't. It's a zilzul in something very high. You with me?
Yeah.
You create neshamas in that connection. That means it has to be something spiritual. Neshamas are created.
Hashem
puts the neshamas, it comes through the connection of the husband and wife. Chazal say, if you want a beautiful, wise child, there has to be love between the husband and the wife. Love creates good children. And it creates good children afterwards as well.
So when the